This is Ozarks at Large. As he will do all year long, Roby Brock, with our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas, is spending time with each of the major party candidates for higher office in the state of Arkansas. He has spent some time on the road with Mark Pryor, Tom Cotton, Asa Hutchinson, and Mike Ross. He recently sat down with Republican gubernatorial candidate Curtis Coleman. Coleman is a Tea Party conservative and is challenging Asa Hutchinson for the GOP nomination for governor. Roby caught up with Coleman on the campaign trail.
Curtis Coleman is running for Arkansas governor as a constitutional conservative. Coleman is a former Baptist minister and previously ran for the U.S. Senate in 2010. Following his Senate primary loss, Coleman started the Institute for Constitutional Policy and a syndicated political radio report. But it's his business background as former CEO for food safety company Safe Foods Corporation that he says makes him most qualified for office.
As part of your, I think, political philosophy, you are definitely against government intervention on a lot of different fronts in terms of regulation, in terms of government interference and barriers to businesses. Yet the business that you're primarily known for, Safe Foods Corporation, right, was started with research that came out of a government operation. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that there were government loans that probably helped seed that company as well as your own private investments. I mean, where does government have a place in all that?
Well, actually, it's a really good point, because sometimes when I talk about government's interference in business, people think I'm anti-regulation, and I'm not. I like yellow stripes on highways. I like stop signs, you know. I like traffic lights when they're necessary. So it's not a matter of anti-regulation. It's a matter of hyper or over-regulation. It's the very tendency of business, of government. It's the very nature of government to expand and grow. And that's because a lot of people who get in government are service-oriented and service-minded, and they get in government because they want to solve problems. But sometimes in the process of solving a problem, government becomes a problem. Our company did begin out of a discovery made by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences that a compound in scope mouth rinse was more effective at controlling salmonella on chicken. Of course, chicken's an important product here in Arkansas. And then Safe Foods was able to secure a line of credit, an $8 million line of credit, because of a guarantee from the Arkansas Development and Finance Authority. You know, I think those are legitimate functions of state government, and I've never objected to them at all. And of course, I made those decisions because, as a fiduciary for my company and my investors, I'm obligated to make the very best decisions I can for my company and my investors. As governor, you assume a different fiduciary role.
In a recent debate at the Faulkner County Tea Party, Coleman and Asa Hutchinson fielded questions on the private option. Coleman's against it. School vouchers, he's for them. And tax cuts, the raging debate in this year's gubernatorial race. Coleman's 10-year plan would ultimately shrink tax collections in Arkansas, or return to taxpayers, depending on your phrasing, $2.3 billion, roughly half of current total state revenues.
You talk about that whole balance there, though, of cutting taxes. You got to maintain some level of state revenue so that you can balance a budget and provide for the government services that Arkansans do need. Now, I've heard you say, too, that while I know you have some plans for education reform, yes, but you're not going to touch education spending in a way that's going to jeopardize maybe the Lakeview decision, for instance. But what would you cut in terms of cutting that expense?
Well, that's a good question. And the honest answer is I got to get inside and look a little harder to understand where we can. As a CEO, I know I could say to my company and all my department heads, I want you to cut overhead by 1% next year. And I believe we can do that in Arkansas without affecting any of the programs, any of the services, even any of the employees that we have in state government. I think we can do a 1% cut in the overhead cost of operating the agencies that report to the governor. Doing that, you just cut $50 million out of our operating budget. That's the first thing I want to do. Then give me a year, that first year. Let's cut $50 million just with a simple 1% reduction across the board. Then give me a year to dig in and take a real hard look at all the agencies that report to the governor. And I think, based on my discussions with people inside government today and some department heads inside government today, and I'm not going to disclose their names for their own sake, but I think we can achieve at least efficiencies that'll cut the cost of government by $300 to $400 million a year without reducing services to Arkansans.
Well, and the same criticisms that have been leveled at Asa Hutchinson and Mike Ross on their tax reform proposals, they're too vague and there's not a timeline for this. I mean, that same criticism could be applied to what you've just described to me. It's give me the keys to state government and I'll figure it out if you elect me.
Give me one.
I mean, you've been around state government enough. Give me one particular department or agency that you think, I know that there's something to be cut there.
Well, I'll tell you one place I would start and look very intensely would be Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. I think we can make significant cuts in ADEQ. And I think we can do that in a way that enables Arkansas businesses to function more profitably with a lot less red tape. And I think we can reduce the overhead of ADEQ and at the same time let Arkansas businesses function with a little more freedom and liberty and therefore more profitability. That's one of the places I'd start looking. I'm also aware that all the agencies, let me be careful in characterizing all, but I know that it's a common practice to have placeholders in agencies for employees that are never hired and never filled, but there's a budget and there's expense there. Let's take a look at those processes. And I think, somebody said, where are you going to cut? And I think, frankly, we can probably cut everywhere. And that's my intent because I think that there are processes where there's an effort to protect budgets because current process we use is we take the budget from last year and try to get more money and build on it. Let's start with a business-like approach where we do performance-based budgeting. Let's do zero balance budgeting. And let's also do something where we start defining what success looks like for every agency in state government. Not all the agencies do that. Not all the agencies have a mission statement. It's like, if you start out, if you don't know where you're going, you never know when you arrive. And I think if we start defining what the purpose of these agencies is, I think we're going to start finding things that we don't want to keep doing.
Coleman is traveling the state asking for votes, running to the right of his primary opponent. It begs the question of whether the older, traditional Republican Party base and the relatively young Tea Party movement can coexist under the tent of the GOP.
If the Republicans, though, in terms of governing at the state legislature, even at the congressional level, if they continue to moderate, which seems to be where the schism occurs, people that are meeting in the middle versus people that are standing for a principle and not budging, not bending, is it ultimately something that can't be healed, something that can't be come together? Do you see the Republican Party always finding a way to coalesce after these really harsh kind of internal battles?
Yeah, I think the Republican Party is going to coalesce.
You don't think the Tea Party splits off at some point in time, becomes its own
movement?
I'm
not qualified to speak for the Tea Party, I will tell you, but no,
but
I don't think so.
Just your observation.
I think the Tea Party understands that their most effective course of action is to have more influence in the Republican Party. And I think that's where they're going to land and what they're going to do. They understand that. And these are intelligent people and intelligent political people. And I think they understand that the best opportunity for them to see their principles and ideologies prevail is going to be more influential inside the party.
That was Roby Brock speaking with gubernatorial candidate Curtis Coleman. The interview recently aired on Talk Business and Politics with Roby Brock on KATV. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.
And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com.